In this episode, we're going to check in with the Wirebuzz crew after they filmed the national commercial, and we're going to discuss what went really well and what we could do better next time.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? What is up? All right, you know, in a episode that was recently aired, I don't know the numbers because, well, somebody else on the team is so kind to do this for me, but I spoke with Dr. Jay Harness about how to become one of the best in the world at what you do. And Dr. Harness is a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. He's one of the, well, he's one of the top breast surgeons in the world and has been for a considerable amount of time. He goes around the world teaching his latest tactics. But one of the things that he's taught me, because as you might remember from that episode, he was a major, been a major influence in my life and really like a father figure and a family member along the way. Somebody I really developed that nice relationship and helped me be inspired to launch this company. And so Dr. Harness once told me, which I interview him in that episode, about how to become one of the best in the world, what the process is like. And so what I like to do with my team is we're going to discuss the shoot that just happened. This is what we would typically do internally, and we're also going to discuss what we could do better next time. Now, the reason I'm doing this is to not punish the team. The reason I'm doing this is because I believe that we are just stones tumbling down the river to become polished gems. And if we can get into the repetitious pattern of identifying what we did really well and using it as an opportunity to look at our areas for improvement, we can make significant growth. And I hope you recognize that you could be doing this inside of your career, inside of your office, and with your team. Because once you start doing that, the growth is exponential. So I'm going to be joined by two members of the Wirebuzz team. We have Alicia Longo, who also joined us in episode 279 with, she's a producer from the Wirebuzz team, and our director on set from episode 279, also Devin Dresbeck. And they are walking in the door of the office right now. Alicia has a C-stand in hand, and Devin has the prop of the bike. Guys, this is like legit. I am doing the episode right now, and you guys are literally walking in the door. Can I help you with that C-stand?
Yeah, sure.
Let me take that.
It's a little sweaty.
Devo, you want the C-stand in the studio?
You
like it up here?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, like any production company, you can imagine we just have a ton of storage, and over the years we've learned how to really magnify our storage ability, because over 10 years we've collected a lot of crap, and in doing so we've also created a lot of outdated gear. The bike is now here, the helmet, everything is in line for us, and the first aid kit. You guys, you really did? You had to use the first aid kit twice?
Yes. Well, Devin accidentally cut his finger on some foil. And then, yeah. And then we had our actor take a little spill, but nothing serious, which was good.
That's what the helmet's for.
Yeah, exactly. So we put some antiseptic spray on it, and he was right back up, ready to go.
That's how we do it. Oh, my God, I'm so proud of you guys. You guys brought a first aid kit?
Yes, of course we did.
Like, I never think about those
things. I'm adding nurse to my resume.
Yeah, no doubt, right? So Devin just went behind the fake wall where we've got more storage, and all his gear just got put away. The bike is over there that Jason Fair, our VP of Content and Strategy, is. That's his mountain bike. So, guys, I've already done the introduction, and we timed this. It couldn't have been any better. So right now, just for everybody, I've got Alicia Longo. Alicia, tell people what you do.
Hello, I am a video producer at Wirebuzz.
And Devin Dresbeck.
Hey, I'm the director of production over here at Wirebuzz, guys.
And we also call him Devo. That's his, like, cool persona name. That's his artiste name. So when he opens up his gallery and it's, like, Devo Dresbeck, you'll know it's him.
Put my hair up in a ponytail. That's when I turn into Devo.
Yes, without a doubt. There isn't an artist alive today that doesn't rock a man bun. See or no?
See.
Yeah, right. So it's so funny because this morning I actually listened to episode 279, which you both were in, and it was just totally coincidental that it happened when I went to the gym. I listened to it. Today we're going to do this one. This shoot happened last week. There's probably like 4 or 5 days between the shoot and now. Alicia, could you give everybody an overview on the shoot, kind of refresh what we discussed in 279 and then what happened?
Yeah, of course. So we were planning a commercial shoot for one of our clients, and it was a 2-day shoot, 4 locations. We hired 7 actors. We had a full crew with us, and we also had client on set, which was great. And so the first 2 days we were at a Airbnb, and then we went to a park. And then the next day we were at another local park, and then we finished up at a doctor's office. So everything went really well. Devin and I put a lot of time into planning all this, and that's why I think it went so smooth. But we had a 10 out of 10 crew, and everything went really well.
All right, from a production aspect, explain to the audience why the Airbnb path is like an optimal way to be creating some of these videos.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to having complete control of the environment. And Devin and I were able to actually go there the night before, check out the lighting, see the actual space. So, you know, it gives him a good idea of what he has to work with and what shots he can plan on getting. And yeah, I was just there for moral support and making sure that he had what he needed.
Did you see something specific, Devo, that you needed out of that Airbnb?
Yeah, one of the big things we needed was a lot of space and a really good bedroom. So when I went into the Airbnb website looking for locations, I had those in mind. And if you want a really cheap, decorated set, use Airbnbs because they are, I mean, for the price, you have tons of options. You can find any type of style of house. We were looking for something a little more boho that kind of fit our actors. Airbnb is the way to go.
All right, now I know what boho is because a member of the Wirebuzz team recently told me what this is. But what is boho for those that don't know?
Boho is bohemian, which is right.
Yeah.
It's a style. It's an aesthetic.
Is it bohemian something else?
It's like West LA mixed with Southwest.
Right. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. All right. You guys are fun. Now I mentioned Dr. Harness in the setup to the two of you walking up. And this reminds me, you guys just shot in a bedroom, right? Which is also kind of weird. And there's a lot of people there. And so I was filming with Dr. Harness in Las Vegas. This is years ago. And the only place we could find, it was during a cancer conference. And so we went up to the room and I set up the cameras. But the only place that we could find that had like a neutral background with some depth was Dr. Harness kind of like straddling the bed corner. And then in the background, you couldn't tell it was a hotel room. So it just looked like maybe it could be a doctor's office or something. But then when we were done shooting after like 2 hours, I looked at my watch and I was like, oh my God, we got to be at dinner in like 30 seconds in another hotel in Vegas. So we bailed out of the room. We made it to dinner. And then when we came back to the room so I could break down the set because it was his hotel room, you could tell that the housekeeper had already been there. And when we walked in, it was obvious that the housekeeper turned his bed down, but there were all the lights and the cameras set up. The housekeeper was like, got to be 100% sure that people were shooting a porn in that room.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, I know Alicia told me this in episode 279 that you got, actually, I think it might have been Devo who told me this part, that you guys had a really nice storyboard and a professional artist that helped you create it. How did that storyboard, Alicia, help you from a production aspect? And then I'm going to come over to the technical aspect, and I'm really interested in, because we talked, Devin, about it not being creative on shoot day. So I'm going to kind of probe around on there. But Alicia Longo, how did that storyboard help make you more successful on shoot day?
I mean, it was the map of all the visuals that we knew we needed. And it was something that we also ran by client and got approval on. So we knew that they knew what shots they were expecting and what we were expecting. So I think it's just about knowing and going in and knowing what we need to get in order to keep the storyline, you know, how we planned it. So it's a guideline. It's a guideline. It's a map.
And sometimes we have to deviate from that guideline. When we get there, we see the elements. They look different. Sometimes the great shot happens right away. And instead of jumping forward, we take some additional shots from different ways. How did your storyboard play out on game day?
First of all, I want to say doing a storyboard is invaluable to the crew and to me as a director slash DP. Just being able to see how the shots are going to play out in chronological order is just, it just really puts everything into place, puts everyone at ease. Everything played out fairly well. We had to change only a few things. And I want to say that a lot of it was because we went and pre-scouted the locations, took photos. I was able to provide that to the storyboard artist, and she was able to give us the exact frames that we ended up capturing. The other thing is the Airbnb. We couldn't get in a few weeks before, only really the day before, so that changed a little bit, but we generally have an idea of what we want to capture. We know what a bedroom looks like. You know, maybe a window is on a slightly different wall than we planned on, but we can work around something like that. Overall, I would say it worked out super well and really allowed me and Alicia to make sure we were capturing every single thing that we needed to get.
So that pre-production allowed you to show up and be really efficient on shoot day, right? Beautiful. And if I understand correctly, because I went and had breakfast with the client when she was in town, that pre-production also allowed you guys to eliminate all the guesswork and make sure that the client who was on set was 100% dialed in agreement with the shot. All of that good?
Oh, yes. Super important. And she was helpful. It's always nice to have clients on set because, you know, you gain that element of trust if you don't have it already. So they can actually see what we're doing, how we are, how we work, how we operate. And so I think that was perfect.
All right. And you guys, Devo, you had an audio guy there with, oh no, it was no audio. Explain if you could to the audience, kind of walk them through without mentioning the client, because I don't think we have permission, but all of you know this company's name. It's a legendary name, but without giving away the client's name, kind of walk them through the shoot.
Okay. So the shoot was for a giant client that I cannot name. Basically, we were shooting a nationally syndicated commercial for them, and this is a product that has to do with older men and prostate issues. And our shoot, as Alicia mentioned, consisted of four locations, and that was two exteriors and two interiors. And that was difficult because when you time outside shots, exterior shots, you have to figure out where the sun is going to be because that changes everything about your shot. Is it a morning shot? Is it an afternoon shot? How are we going to light this? Can we light this? And that was where one of the biggest, you know, hurdles came in. Me and Alicia had to figure out what to shoot, when to shoot, and our schedule probably changed 10 times, I want to say, just kind of flipping, flopping when we're shooting what. And then when you lock that schedule in, you have seven actors plus five crew, so you can't switch that. And we ended up switching, I think, one thing, and that was enough to, we had to tell the whole crew, alert everyone about the slight change. But I mean, other than that, I mean, it went off without a hitch, and yeah, it was great.
And as the DP, that allows you to be significantly more composed because you aren't winging it, and you're allowed to focus on what you need and have the right tools in front of you. Now, I know you guys had seven actors, which is like you're like orchestrating a play over 2 days, and people have to arrive at the right time. They have to hit their lines. They have to beat it. So you guys get to your next set. Alicia, take me through the actors and were there any surprises with actors when they got on the set?
So I always like to schedule Zoom calls.
Sorry,
that was a scream. Someone screamed. starting over. So I always like to schedule Zoom calls with actors just to make sure that they are who they say they are and that, you know, like they look like their photos. And so I sourced seven. It was three men, two women, and a child. And it went really well. I lived in contract land for a very long time and negotiation land and talked to a bunch of agencies. But it was one of those things where the ends justified the means. And we had our characters and we had our actors and everyone showed up. Everyone was great. I mean, when we left set, I kind of felt sad a little bit because we had such a great 2 days with everyone and everyone on set had good energy and was reasonable and, you know, willing to pivot if we needed them to. So I think just having that open line of communication and, you know, having one-on-ones with them really helped actually on shoot day to see each other face-to-face. So
yeah, that's so cool. You know, I know from talking to the client that she was blown away by how organized you guys were and how calm you guys were on set and how that gave her a lot of confidence about the finished product, right? Like all that pre-production is so valuable so you can deliver at the end what you want. Now you guys have gotten the assets back into the house. Oh, by the way, the house is all virtual now. So even though the three of us are standing here in the middle of the office on a normal workday, what's up? We'd never be able to do this in the middle of the room, right? People would be like, enough with you guys already. But this is a different time. We're in a COVIDian world. Have you been able to see the assets, Devo, and look at what some of that footage looks like and kind of paint the picture for us?
Oh, yeah. Of course I. The first thing I did when I got home was I popped the card in and started. I didn't even dump it. I started looking through stuff. We were so excited to check out stuff. And I have shown Alicia. She's seen the majority of the footage, and it is just fantastic. I want to give a huge shout out, by the way, to Chris Kuzman, who was a big part of this shoot. And he was handling our 50-pound rig for the majority of this shoot. And we could not have done it without that man and his giant muscular body. Yeah. I think he's a listener, so I hope he hears this.
Awesome. Well, Chris goes on a lot of Wirebuzz shoots for us. We're a big fan of his. We try to pull him into as many Wirebuzz projects as possible. Now, this commercial is basically footage that you guys filmed, live action footage. You're telling a story, and then you source a voiceover artist. Alicia, have you already identified a VO artist?
So we actually haven't done that yet, but I'm in communication with the client on just making sure that the script is looking good. And then I'll reach out to VO artists and get that locked in.
Oh, because in this type of a shoot, type of a commercial, that's actually the last stage.
Yeah. We just want to make sure that everything is looking good and, you know, the script's not going to change so much where it would affect our visuals. So it's just a matter of, I don't want to reach out to a VO artist until we know for sure that everything is looking good.
All right. Now, we've done this in the past where we've had a temporary VO artist and we put them in place so the client can hear what it's going to look like before we go out and hire someone. But that's always fun. Alicia, you mentioned to me that you were in contract land for a long time. Now, one of the things that I know and Team Wirebuzz has experienced over the years is when you're in contract land for actors and you're using an agency, there's all these weird things that come up in the contract that if you aren't aware of them, they'll negotiate them on you to your disadvantage later on. So did you have to be aware of like how this video, this commercial, after you hired the talent, you also have to tell the agency how that footage is going to be used and get all those rights at the beginning? Kind of walk me through that.
Yeah, it's really all about being transparent and just telling them what the use is. We, you know, if you're shooting a video and it's living on a website, that's very different than it being broadcast and being broadcasted nationally. It's also adds a whole nother level if you're having a photographer on set and there's going to be stills and how those stills are going to be used. So that was something that I talked to the client about and, you know, we got the for use and how everything would be being used in the future. And that was something that I had a conversation with the agencies about and wrote it into the contract so everyone was on the same page.
That is a perfect example of wisdom and experience on the job, right? Because I know in the past when in the company's history, not with you guys, but in the company's history, the first time we hired actors, we had to learn that the hard way. And that was an awkward thing. Now, when we hire actors, we have had in the past an actor show up on set that just had like a facial peel the day before. Devo, were you on that shoot? And if so, can you explain it to the audience? Because it's a pretty good story.
Yeah, this was one of my first shoots being director of production, and which was a great time. This was probably a year and a half ago, somewhere around there. Anyways, always do at least a Zoom meeting with your talent, preferably in person, but obviously these days in Zoom, just in case, because I won't say the name of the person because I obviously don't remember, or the client, but this lady showed up on set and she was probably 15 years senior, her photo that she sent in, her resume photo. So she had come in, she was clearly not in her 50s, and she had just gotten a chemical peel on her face for whatever reason. And we didn't even recognize her sitting in the lobby next to us when we were waiting for our talent to show up. And then I started nudging Sarah, our producer, and I said, "Is this her?" She's like, "No." Like, we're like, I think that's her. So yeah, we checked with client and it all worked out, but we got catfished. We straight up catfished.
I remember getting a text message from the set that day and somebody was like, hey, you won't believe what just happened. But sure enough, we were able to pull it off through the good graces of photography, angles, lighting, and post-production. Turned out to be a great video, right?
Great video.
Yeah. Now, how long does the post-production typically take on a project like this?
Probably 6 to 8 weeks, I'd say. It's a good bet.
And
revision rounds
And so you're going to go back and forth maybe 3, 4, 5 times with the client. You're going to make modifications. You're going to get feedback. You're going to then, as the producer, communicate with the editor and make those changes. And then this thing's going to be on national TV. And Hulu's like national TV today. I mean, that's pretty right. It's like, but that's pretty cool, you guys. I'm really excited to see what this looks like. By the way, if you guys are not, when I say you guys, now I'm talking to the audience. If you're not following us on Instagram and following what the crew is posting on shoot day, you're missing out, because as our team travels around this big blue planet of ours, they're capturing the story of the day, bringing it back. And recently we just were out of town, and I know the two of you had a video that went live maybe 2 weeks ago, walking through an airport and then Alicia inside of a minivan telling a good story, right? And all that's really good. Now, just quickly, I know Devo, you are a traveling freak. I know Alicia is also. Where are you guys headed next?
Where aren't we headed next is the actual question. Yeah. I think we have shoots 7 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. 7 out of 7 for me. We are going to
Oregon.
Oregon.
All right, we're going out to film a video for, and I'm sure he won't mind, my friend Robert Bennington's company, Bennington Properties, and he's got like 200 basically Airbnbs in his community, in his business community that he runs and supervises, and we're creating the videos for them. That's going to be awesome. All right. And I know 7 out of 7 is a lot to keep, but any other cities off the top of your head?
Yeah. LA, Chicago, Ohio.
Nashville.
Ohio.
Where else are we going?
We're going somewhere else. I can't keep up.
Yeah. No, it says in our calendar.
Check my calendar.
And that's when we know. You guys are a real treat, a gem to work with, the two of you. The last question, our audience already knows that we follow Dr. Harness's process here. The process that made him one of the greatest in the world in the fight against cancer, but we use this process here at Wirebuzz. We do a brief and we know everything we're doing before we go into our shoot, just like he would do before he'd go into surgery. So the most important question, like we do internally, is what could we have done better next time? What did we learn so we could polish and perfect like that stone tumbling down the river? Alicia Longo, let's start with you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really important that we always have an open line of communication. And I think that's something that Devin and I do really well together. But I always think there's room to improve. Like I always think, I mean, we hopped on calls, we met up in person, but I always think you can always do more and always communicate more and be more efficient. So I think everything went really smooth. I just want to keep improving on that as a producer too.
Beautiful. Love it. That's how we do it. That's how we grow and become better. Devo?
This is more of a technical step that we probably should have took, but we shot at our locations, full disclosure, without permits from the city. And we've done this in the past. And when we usually shoot on a smaller camera, it's the size of a DSLR, a normal photo camera, no one pays any attention to us. Oh, they're shooting photos of the birds, you know, whatever. We had a big cinema camera on set this time, and just changing that one aspect, we drew so much attention to ourselves, and we nearly got kicked out of one of the locations, and then the park ranger pulled up at the very end of our shoot at the other. And it's just, it's crazy how much one little thing can change everything. People are taking photos of us. They think we're shooting a movie. They think we're shooting news. They're trying to get into our shot and stuff. With the permits, you never know if you're going to be able to get to shoot at the location. You have to go through a ton of red tape and stuff. So it wasn't a risk that we thought we needed to take, but I think in the future we're going to look into that.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's no reason to not play by the book, especially when somebody else, it's their budget and their project. And yes, we are the custodians of that budget, and we do think like small business people that are trying to keep the cost down at every possible opportunity. But in that type of situation, a national commercial, you know, it's understandable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the biggest offender. I grew up in LA. I always had cameras. You can't film anywhere in LA. And I've always been like a run and gun kind of guy that's just going to make it happen and I'll apologize later. But sometimes you got to do it by the book.
So yeah, of course everyone knows this, but it's do you get turned down now or do you apologize later kind of situation? And when we have such beautiful locations that we fall in love with, we don't want to be told no now. We want to try and make it work. And it did work to our benefit and stuff. So a little guerrilla filmmaking goes a long way every once in a while.
The universe was on our side those days.
Yeah, for now. All right. On behalf of the two of you and the rest of the Wirebuzz team, thank you guys for just being exceptional at what you do. The level of love and attention that you put into our projects is really obvious. And it's so obvious that just about 5 feet from me is like 12 trophies that we've won over the years from the Wirebuzz team on exceptional video production. And it's obvious that we keep that trend going and that legacy, and we take it seriously. So thank you guys very much for being wonderful contributors for our team and for our clients' expression and how they're trying to get their message out there. We value you guys very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. You guys, if you want to go back and listen to the pre-interview we did before shoot day, that's wirebuzz.com/... Oh, by the way, there's not a landing page for this one. It's just a podcast episode. So it's episode 279 is where you'll go. And I thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Devin.
Thanks, Alicia.
All right, that was so much fun having them here in the office to bring you on the journey of that cool video shoot that we just did. Look, if you want to figure out how your business can go next level and sell remotely in this new world, how to use the power of video, how to get your marketing team and your sales team rowing in the same direction so you guys are convincing and converting faster, well, I've created a 20-minute video on a landing page on our website where I'm giving away some of our best strategies. And you can go through that and learn from us, and we'll visually show and tell as we go through those strategies. But after watching, if you want to find out if my team can help you get to the next level and close deals and grow your revenue, then fill out the form on the right side of that page and me or one of my top strategists will jump on a call. We'll learn about what you're trying to accomplish and see if we can be of help. And you can get access to that page at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. That's wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I'll continue to do my job, bring you the latest information in the world of video marketing, take you behind the scenes with my team as we're doing really cool cutting edge things for businesses and help you get next level, all right? I'll talk to you soon. Another cool episode coming up next.